Track 17. Page 17. Exam practice. EGE listening task 2.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Lars. How was your break? Did you do anything interesting?
Hi, Julie. I didn't really do much. Actually, I spent a lot of time at home. The weather was so bad that I didn't feel like going out and meeting up with friends. I surfed the internet quite a bit, watched TV, that sort of thing.
I see. That sounds relaxing. Some of my relatives were staying with us over the holidays, so my house was rather noisy. I had a lot of fun, though, and I wanted them to stay longer, but they had to leave.
Oh, I see. Which of your relatives were staying with you?
My aunt and uncle, and my two cousins, Jeremy and Alice. Alice is my age, so we always have fun when we're together. We have the same interests, really. We like cinema and reading books, although Alice is more into crime novels, whereas I like funny short stories and novels.
Right. Well, I wish we'd had some visitors, but most of my relatives live in Australia. And my sister and I have nothing in common. She likes reading magazines, talking on the phone, and sending text messages. I think she sends 100 a day.
That's impossible. Anyway, you're right about it being too cold to go out. But Alice and I did decide to go and see a film one afternoon. It was a Spanish film with lots of really interesting characters in it.
That sounds good. Did it have much action in it? Was it an action film?
Well, there was some action. But it was more about everyday experiences and how things can go wrong. It was quite hilarious in some parts.
I see. The last film I saw wasn't very good. It got quite bad reviews too. I wish I'd read them before I went to the cinema.
I know what you mean. I always read reviews when I'm looking for a film to go to. But reviews are sometimes wrong.
Well, in this case, the reviews were absolutely right. Anyway, I've got to go. I've got a guitar lesson in half an hour. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Yes. See you around, Lars. Have fun at your lesson.
I will.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Lars. How was your break? Did you do anything interesting?
Hi, Julie. I didn't really do much. Actually, I spent a lot of time at home. The weather was so bad that I didn't feel like going out and meeting up with friends. I surfed the internet quite a bit, watched TV, that sort of thing.
I see. That sounds relaxing. Some of my relatives were staying with us over the holidays, so my house was rather noisy. I had a lot of fun, though, and I wanted them to stay longer, but they had to leave.
Oh, I see. Which of your relatives were staying with you?
My aunt and uncle, and my two cousins, Jeremy and Alice. Alice is my age, so we always have fun when we're together. We have the same interests, really. We like cinema and reading books, although Alice is more into crime novels, whereas I like funny short stories and novels.
Right. Well, I wish we'd had some visitors, but most of my relatives live in Australia. And my sister and I have nothing in common. She likes reading magazines, talking on the phone and sending text messages. I think she sends 100 a day.
That's impossible. Anyway, you're right about it being too cold to go out. But Alice and I did decide to go and see a film one afternoon. It was a Spanish film with lots of really interesting characters in it.
That sounds good. Did it have much action in it? Was it an action film?
Well, there was some action, but it was more about everyday experiences and how things can go wrong. It was quite hilarious in some parts.
I see. The last film I saw wasn't very good. It got quite bad reviews too. I wish I'd read them before I went to the cinema.
I know what you mean. I always read reviews when I'm looking for a film to go to, but reviews are sometimes wrong.
Well, in this case, the reviews were absolutely right. Anyway, I've got to go. I've got a guitar lesson in half an hour. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Yes. See you around, Lars. Have fun at your lesson.
I will. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.